Oh, man, Heath, sorry about the loss first and foremost. You'll be able to reflect on a lot of positives. I know you will here down the road. I just wonder if there wasn't any deja vu for you at the end of that second quarter. You build a 24-17 lead, and then all of a sudden we did not score the last 3.5 minutes while we watched the Bulldogs score 13 in a row, and in the second half we just weren't able to muster any type of challenge or run or anything like that.
Yeah, it was tough there in the first half. To end it, I thought we did a great job of giving ourselves that 7-point lead, and then they came back and they were the aggressive team there for a while and really took it to us. And then we just, like you said, we couldn't get a stop defensively there in the second half. And I thought our guys fought hard there and got us to the free throw line when we needed to, and I thought we were going to be able to get some stuff there going. And we just couldn't come up with a stop there at the end and try to get ourselves any closer than probably 10 or 12 there towards the end.
And I know you're going to look back at this game and see way too many turnovers for your team to win a big game like this on the road.
Yeah, there was so many unforced turnovers. I bet you we had 10 travels, at least 12 travels. And those are things that we were just trying to move before we had the ball secured. And those are things that we shouldn't do, but in a situation like this, our guys had a little bit of nerves, and that's what's going to come about it. And can't fault our guys' effort, though.
Not at all. And like you said, I thought it was great work by your guys' team, by your team, recognizing the fact that we put them in the bonus quickly there in the third quarter, taking it to the hole and getting the foul calls and making some free throws.
Yeah, our guys, that's what we talked about at halftime. I said, guys, we need to be the aggressive team here and keep attacking the basket, because they're going to call fouls, they're going to get in foul trouble, and we're going to be able to go to the free throw line and score points when the clock stopped. And we did a good job of that, and then we just couldn't get a stop on the other end, and that's how things go tonight.
Well, that's the finality of the season ending, and you know, that's what tournament season is. You know, there's only one happy team at the end of the year, and each year as you move along, you have to say so long to players who graduate high school, and this has to be a pretty special group this year, no doubt.
Yeah, it's the big three for us, Parker, Josh, and Jahl. I just told them in the locker room, can't thank them enough for everything that they've done on the court and in the summertime and leading our workouts and being there in practice and being the leaders that we need to have to have a successful team. And it really starts with those three and all the effort that they put in. And we're going to miss all three of those guys a bunch next year, and it's going to be tough without them. And it's just sad to see those guys go, and I don't want that to happen.
It's always tough to talk after a loss, especially a game season-ending defeat. So, Heath, thank you for coming on over, and thanks for everything this year.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.